Testing. Blah, 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 blah. Ready, set, go.
It's time for the Coach Amy and Coach Liz Show,
a podcast for endurance athletes by two athletes, two coaches, and a physical therapist.
We are your hosts, Coach Amy
and Coach Liz,
coming to you from
Kansas City. Good morning.
Good morning. Wait a minute. That's not how we're going to start.
Why? We're talking about spectacles.
Oh.
I'm still in denial.
We're talking about vision and my contacts.
We are. And I'm...
And you're still in denial that you need something to help you with your vision?
I'm refusing.
How's that going out?
It's getting worse. Monthly.
You're going to reach a threshold and then you'll be like, okay, time to do something about it.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right. So we're going to be talking about blood flow restriction training today. But first, I wanted to follow up on our bike or saddle issues from cycling podcast.
Uh-huh.
One of my patients who is an avid cyclist.
And is she mostly gravel?
She does some like mountain biking too, gravel, but road also.
Okay.
For sure. Like just all the mix, the cycling.
But she's not triathlon.
No, she's not triathlon. Okay. And she's also part of the running world as well. Okay. So, but she was like, had great feedback for us, or, you know, about the podcast itself. And then she had a tip to share with our listeners, everybody. I thought it was a really good tip.
Great.
So, you know, like if you're driving out to meet some friends somewhere, mm-hmm. especially like gravel riding or maybe some of the Reds Tri, you know, meetups or whatever. And then, you know, she had had issues with saddle sores.
Mm-hmm.
And her doctor said it's really, really important to pull those things off and get them off right away.
That's so true.
It seems so like obvious, but that's not what we do. Like for me, I will, like if run group, it's like, I'll sit in that for quite some time and just kind of forget that. Like, and maybe you have a 45-minute drive or something, and then you've got the wet, sort of sweaty.
Yeah.
And then the seams and then all the things. So what she said was that she just bought a really inexpensive, really elasticy, roomy skirt that goes down to her knees. And then she'll work her hands under and peel off the shorts from underneath. So it's, you know, if you're in the CVS parking lot, where y'all met or wherever, you know, you can do that with some modesty.
Absolutely. You know what? That's so funny because I do that without even thinking about it, but you absolutely want to get that stuff off.
And if you're new to this or, you know, I wouldn't have thought of that. I was like, that's a brilliant little tidbit.
It is. And get that stuff off. So,
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. So, blood flow restriction training. What is it? Okay. So it's a tool that we're using in rehabilitation and physical therapy that simulates heavy lifting and working at a high intensity without the same strain to the muscles, tendons, bones, joints. So like it, in a little synopsis to make it as sweet as possible, it supports like endurance training, because that's what our podcast is about. So there's some other things it does, but it supports endurance training and enables us to do more without the same strain and stress on some areas of our body. So, like, benefits would be it increases strength, it increases muscle mass, so like hypertrophy, even more so than high intensity training without the BFR. And BFR is
blood flow restriction.
Short acronym.
And so let's just really quick, because like to give a visual of what you're talking about, blood flow restriction, like you are restricting the blood flow to an area by using this device.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was going to give the bennies first and explain that.
Well, no,
yeah,
I know.
But. It can improve your performance, faster recovery after an injury, speed up recovery during training. If you don't know how important recovery is, you can go back to our 3-part series on recovery, because that is important if you've missed out on that. And it can improve your aerobic capacity with less stress and shorter amounts of time. So all of those things are benes for endurance athletes. But so to your point, what the heck is it? Like, what does it even look like? So what the device does is it applies pressure to your arm or your leg like a blood pressure cuff.
So we all does it look like, so I haven't actually seen this yet.
I know. I'm excited to show you.
I know. So does it look like a blood pressure cuff? Is that the visual we should be going with?
It's maybe not as long. Like, you know how like the blood pressure cuff takes up almost all your arm? Oh, well, I guess it depends. The smallest one takes up my whole arm.
I'm like, you're like 2 feet tall. So you disappear into the blood cuff. The rest of us.
They usually put one that's too big on and then they go get the smaller one. It's like, wait. The child cuff. But yes, so it is, it's very similar looking to that. And even older versions of the device that I'm using actually did hook up to a little blood pressure puff, like I don't know, it's got a name, but I can't remember what it is, but that little ball thing that they squeeze. Okay. But the one I have actually has, it's built in. So I'm excited about that one. And sometimes I will work with patients with it on both legs or both arms, but we never use like all four. That would just be cut off the blood flow.
Your eyeballs are like boing.
like those cartoons. Yeah, I think that's what would happen. So what it does is the pressure, like you said, it minimizes the blood flow to and from your muscles during like your, you know, specific customized physical therapy, you know, workout, either whether it's training or for recovery or, you know, your rehab protocol. So it doesn't completely cut it off though. So it's not like completely cut off all the blood flow to the legs.
It's not a tourniquet?
No.
So say for example, somebody comes in and they have something going on with their quad. You would put this on this thing that looks like a blood cuff thing.
Yes. Or
blood pressure cuff around their quad, and then you're going to use it to apply enough pressure that it's restricting the blood flow to that quad.
Well, I love that question because it actually is, you want the blood pressure cuff is applied as close to your trunk as possible.
Okay.
So it's either going to go way up high on the thigh, like around the groin area, or way up close to your armpit on the arm.
Okay.
And then
that's the blood pressure cuff.
That's the cuff will be in that position on your body.
Oh.
The actual blood flow restriction device, that's where it goes.
Okay.
And it will impact above and below.
Okay.
So say I put it on your left hip.
Okay.
I will be helping the glutes above, the abs, low back, all the way down to your big toe.
Okay. So you apply the blood flow restrictive device close to the trunk, and then it affects that whole area.
Yes. And it will even impact the other side.
That's
so say I have somebody who's like, you know, and this wouldn't happen in the endurance world, hopefully,
right?
But maybe. I don't know. Well, okay, maybe. Maybe they have a fracture on the right side, for example.
Sure.
We can treat the left side and there will be some overflow to the right side without even using
that's
it.
That's so cool.
I mean, that's amazing. Okay. But anyway, so that you kind of get a visual here about where it's going. Okay. So if someone came in, like you asked, a quad strain or tendon tear, it's going to go up in the groin. In fact,
okay.
I have a couple of people I'm working with right now on it, okay, on that exact issue. Okay, so, but, like, why? How does it really? I'll give you a little bit of science. By limiting the blood flow during the workout, it tricks the neuromuscular system. So that's that connection. We've talked about this many times between the brain and the muscles. Spinal cord. Oh, yep. So you're raising your hand.
Well, because you say while restricting the blood flow during a workout. So you put the cuff on and then you have them do some kind of workout. Is that correct?
Yeah. And it would be a very customized, like it's your, whatever my rehab protocol is going to be for you or even training. Like just like say you were like, I just want to get better and have better performance. You can use it for that as well. But yes, so it would be during a workout in, the safety protocol is we only use it for 20 minutes.
Okay.
So it's for 20 minutes and it's super intense.
Yeah. No. I've talked to people. So you have a protocol for them that they're going through while they're wearing the vehicle.
Yeah. Whatever the specific thing that I want to work with you. There's no like, oh, this is what you have to do with a blood pressure cuff on. It's whatever your workout is. But however, that's a good point is that, you know, say that you were using, you know, say that like without the blood pressure cuffs, you know, you could do a bicep curl with, you know, a 45-pound dumbbell, right? We're not using the dumbbell at all. And okay. we will get even better effects than when we were using the dumbbell.
Because the restricted blood flow is the intensity or whatever you want to call it.
Is the thing. So what it does is it tricks your body into thinking that you are performing at a high intensity exercise, even though you are not. So, and it does that by triggering like biochemical reactions.
Right.
I won't go too much into detail, but that release substances like growth hormone. And other substances that are needed to grow and repair connective tissue. So that's how it works. That's the fastest way I can explain that. There, I can give people more information if you're interested in it. There's lots of research articles and stuff about it.
That's so interesting. Well, so walk us through, like, if you have somebody, so you generally use it for 20 minutes with somebody.
Yes, or less.
Or less.
Mm-hmm.
And how, so they come in, you've been working with them, you guys have a protocol for whatever you're treating, and then is it just like you put it on and it squeezes them for 20 minutes, or do you like apply the pressure that restricts the blood flow, go through an exercise, and then open it back up and let the blood flow come back in, and then reapply the pressure? Like, is it an on off thing, or is it for the whole 20
We have a
minutes?
Choice. So the device I bought, I love it so much. It's a little techie, so at first I hated it because it just was a learning curve for me.
Sure.
And I'm like, where's the paper? Yeah. You know, like, it's on my phone. It's brilliant because I can choose continuous or intermittent. Okay. So like continuous would be like it stays, you know, blown up the entire time.
Okay.
Or maybe this patient doesn't tolerate that. Or maybe for the given injury, I want them to have periods of on off.
Okay.
So I have we have a choice. That's a part of my decision making process, is what's going to work for this person or what can they tolerate.
Yeah.
The device that I have is an FDA approved device, but I bought the one. It actually has like a built-in Doppler in it. So a Doppler device can measure how much blood flow there is. So it can tell us, it knows exactly. So here's how it goes.
Yeah.
When, and we'll do this. We're going to do this for you all with Liz. Liz is going to try it out today. But first you put it on, and then I have to determine, well, how much, what's the maximum limb occlusion pressure that you have on your right and left leg? Say we're doing both. Limb occlusion pressure is going to be like, what's the maximum pressure that cuts it all off? Like a tourniquet.
Oh,
so what's our, kind of think about in your mind, like, what's a tourniquet pressure on this? What's the maximum that, and your left and right will not be the same. Sometimes they're many, many millimeters of mercury off. That's the units of measurement for pressure.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. So what we would do, say we were going to do your left leg. Well, we would determine what's that maximum pressure. So say it's like 200 millimeters of mercury. Then the therapeutic range of treatment or workout for you would be between 50 to 80% of that limb occlusion pressure.
And so when you say 200 millimeters of mercury, that's the amount of pressure that it would require to totally
stop
the blood flow. And
yep.
then you take how much percentage of that?
50 to 80%
of that.
50 to 80% of whatever. So then when I start your exercise, I have the choice. We can go up, you know, sliding scale.
Oh.
Usually it's about 60%, but you know, it depends on what's our goal, what's your issue, all the things. So it's very customizable to you. And then, so we know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then that Doppler, so as you're working out, when your muscle expands, or say you lay down, or say you move around, that Doppler is assessing what it is, and it's keeping it for you, where there are other devices don't do that.
So it's adjusting,
so
like, so that
it's adjusting
keeps
as
it
you
where
go,
it needs
so it
to
keeps
be.
It where it needs to be. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love it so much. Okay, let me see if there was anything else here in my notes that I wanted to... Oh, yeah, what?
Well, and so if somebody... So is there like a limit, you know, you can do this once per week or you could do it every day? Like, how does it, you know, like, is there a recovery period?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it every day, because think about it, you know.
Well,
but there is, as far as the recovery of the muscles, it's less than a... Because there's less strain to the joints and tendons, and all, that's the whole point, is that you can work... It can trick your body into working harder, you know, is that you could your joints could tolerate more, right? Or for just for example. But I would never do it.
Right.
I mean, you're going to have, you know, a little bit of soreness, and you're going to want your body to make those responses. So just like with needling or laser or other things that I do, you want time for your body to make those adjustments, just like training.
Yeah,
normal
just like
training.
High-intensity training, you want that recovery. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yes. Okay. Okay, well, a lot of people ask, is it safe? Because like you're like...
You're like, no, but I'm using it anyway.
Well, it's like, okay.
Good luck.
So one time a patient asked their doctor. I said, my physical therapist does dry needling. And she goes, is that okay? And the doctor said, well, as long as she uses sterile needles. And I'm like, my God, what planet do they think I'm on? Like, what? You know, I do have a master's degree in it. Like, I'm a licensed physical therapist.
Well, you also have
like,
common sense.
I thought it was the funniest thing. But to be fair, I think it is very good to question. It's very good to question what someone is doing to your body.
Yes, ma'am.
And just to assume, because we know that there are licensed board certified surgeons that can cross straight lines after they've, you know, been kicked out of that state. You know, so it's always,
you always
want to know why. Always good to know, you know, read up on who you're seeing and all that. But so I think it's very good to ask the question. So. Here's going to be my answer. Under the direct supervision of a trained physical therapist using an FDA-approved device, it is safe.
Yeah.
Okay, but...
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to do it with me today, and I had to fill out all these forms about, you know, contraindications and just, you know, general health to make sure that it's safe.
Yeah, it's my... There's, like, a screening form, you know, and I'm so nitpicky about that.
You are.
That sometimes patients will read it, and that just makes them nervous because... read all these things. But, you know, if the way that those things work is usually it's like a sliding scale, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you have one or two sort of yellow flags, but it's a scoring system. If you have four yellow flags, and I'll explain what those are, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
Or if you have a red flag, something that it's like, really, you should not do this unless the doctor says it's okay, then we go ask the doctor and see if it's okay. So I have a patient who has some, you know, some significant heart issues.
Yeah.
And his doctor's Dr. O'Keefe, like in town, like, you know, he's really, really good. And I'm like, dude, I am not doing this on you unless you get his okay to do it.
Of
like,
course.
This is no.
Yeah.
And I got the okay for it.
I mean, which is,
so,
you know, you want to make sure.
But I'm still like super, super careful. What's our recap on this? You could use this. You could do some running training and some cycling with it. Obviously, I'm not going to swim with this on.
But you know, this isn't something people are just going to go by themselves.
No. No.
Like, it's
again,
not, it's expensive.
You would
want to
have, well...
Therapy.
I mean,
you want to be
if you looked up on the history of blood flow restriction training, you could be like, oh, there's bands I can wrap by and wrap around my leg, and oh, you can find anything you want on Amazon. I would not recommend that.
Yeah, no,
I don't think that's safe.
I mean, this is a... It's like a medical tool.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, it's a good rehabilitation, but it's also a good performance tool, but I would have somebody who, you know, is trained with it, knows what they're doing, a professional, and you are being monitored, you know, one-on-one with that.
Yeah.
You know, direct supervision, I guess is what I said. Direct supervision, FDA-approved device with the physical therapist.
Yeah.
And, I am certified in a level one use. So that would be just like all of our rehab stuff, injuries, exercises. I have not yet taken the level two certification, which would be for, say you wanted to come in and work on the cardio aspect of your training on your bike trainer, and we're going to, you know, put these on and help that component of it. I have not done the training for that yet. When I do, I'll announce that and as an option. But at this point, it I'm using it. I would say 50% of my patients I have using this, and I've seen great, tremendous results. And it's covered by insurance. It's one of those things.
Which
that
is
I'm doing
just astounding.
It's covered by insurance. Yeah. So there's a lot of research on this. If you are interested, please reach out to me. And I can give you some more information on it. But I have a blog post written. I'll put a link to it that in the show notes.
And then the video.
We just took a video outside of Liz doing it. Just because there's a better background, less cluttered, you can actually see what she's doing than in this room, which is a cluttered mess of piles and boxes. So we'll have that included on our website, which we would love to hear your comments also. So go to the Coach Amy and Coach Liz show.com.
Or wherever you listen to your iTunes, Spotify.
Thanks so much for listening. And remember,
we are in this together.
Until next time.